see, we'll start with the most recent one. Tell the community a little bit about Elizabeth Curran and what she's going to bring to Hastings.
Yeah, we're super excited to bring Elizabeth into the fold. I think it's going to be a fantastic fit from both a philosophical and a technical and a cultural level. First-time head coach. She's new to our particular community, but she's got a great background as a high school and collegiate volleyball player. She's done some graduate assistant coaching at the college level and some club coaching with kind of youth and high school aged kids, but quite accomplished. Again, not only as an athlete, but as a student athlete, and I think she was real attracted by our culture, kind of what we stand for, and just pumped to get her going here and get her on board in early May.
Yeah, and so she's coming from Iowa, so she's familiar kind of with the Midwest and how things work down here. Just kind of take me through the process a little bit, through the finding of the candidates and through making the decision that she was the right person for the job.
Yeah, right on. Well, a lot of our processes look and feel similar when we're hiring a head coach, and there are a number of steps, and it takes anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks, to be honest, depending on the role and the number of applicants and kind of the time of the year. And so we will typically leave a position advertised for kind of that 3, 4, 5 week range, longer if we have to attract certain candidates. And so there was no previous connection between Hastings and Elizabeth in kind of a cool way, I think, for both of us. Our school and Elizabeth kind of found each other with this opening. But then, you know, she interviewed with some other high-quality candidates. I lean on a small committee each time for candid feedback. I invite current coaches and staff and community members, and based on the sport, when we have like a youth association or a booster club that's connected, I involve a representative from them, and it's pretty thorough. You know, we kind of put folks through the paces to understand what they stand for and who they are, and then work on reference checks to understand a little bit more about them. And so at every turn, Elizabeth really was rising to the top, again, in terms of her core values and her experiences and the kind of vision she has for a high school volleyball program, and just excited for our kids and families to get to meet her and kind of get her started here this summer.
Yeah, and so apologies if you've already answered this, but, you know, how did you guys kind of become familiar with each other? I know, obviously, she probably applied for the job, but how did that connection come about?
Yeah, it was really through the application process. So she is a native of the Twin Cities and was in Iowa for her college career and a few years there post-college, and then has made her way back to the Twin Cities with her family and kind of working on some next career steps. And so I think it was a little bit of time and place that was a huge benefit for us, and we certainly, hopefully, it's going to be a benefit for her. So she was looking to make the transition into high school coaching, has the kind of credibility and experiences that project to be a successful high school head coach, although that's not a particular role she's held before. But I think, again, just time and place, kind of the opening and Elizabeth kind of found each other, which is great.
Awesome. And so there will be a meeting here coming up soon, probably, for people to get to meet her?
Yeah, she and I just had a chance, you know, as we're recording this on Thursday, you know, the 28th of April, she and I just had a chance to meet yesterday. So we're hoping like early, mid-May, we'll be able to do a little meet and greet so people can be introduced to her in person. She's working hard on a couple things already in terms of like some summer training opportunities. We've got some assistant coach hiring to do within the volleyball staff. She's going to get on right away, and so we'd like to have a couple of those things ironed out so we can give, you know, kids and families as much information as possible. But yeah, early to mid-May, we're going to connect her with our community and get everybody going.
Awesome. And so shifting gears, because I know you mentioned this last week or the week before, but Joe Rebay is going to add Nordic Ski to his coaching timeline here at Hastings. I know I spoke with John DeWall a while ago, and he kind of had hinted at it, but was that kind of an easy decision?
Yeah, in a word, it was. Yeah, I mean, Joe's fantastic. I think we've talked about his qualities and experiences before, and a more familiar name to a lot of folks in our community since he was a 2013 graduate here, but, you know, an outstanding multi-sport athlete himself, both in high school and and in college, which is incredible, right? Three-sport athlete at both levels. And then someone who's been engaged here successfully as an assistant coach for a couple years, and directly with Nordic. You know, he's been part of our Nordic staff the last couple of years. So it's a very smooth and fluid transition that we anticipate. And again, very consistent, I think, with our recent hires and representative of the coaching staff that we already have and that we're trying to continue to build upon. Someone who's just high character, high integrity, meets kids where they are, has the coaching chops to help them improve and get better as skiers, but it's really just all about developing core values and relationships in these kids that will last a lifetime. So we're pumped to keep them in the fold in multiple roles. It's a good thing for us.
Yeah, and does that kind of make the transition to the new coach easier to have somebody who's already kind of involved in the program and kind of a promotion within?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to have Joe speak for himself, but I have to imagine so. It certainly is kind of from this end, from a logistical administrative dynamic. I mean, the expectations are consistent, the logistical organizational pieces are consistent. You're dealing with someone who's the same person, right, regardless of the role. Again, the variables will pivot, right, from season to season, and cross country and Nordic are two very different sports, but you're leading kids, you're coaching kids, and I have to think it does make it easier for the coach in that regard.
Awesome. And then my final question, I know that you're kind of doing this semester from a glance, but has this been one of the crazier spring sports seasons you've seen in terms of weather in a long time?
So yes and no, and I'll answer it for this reason. I mean, if people take a little bit more of a 5,000-foot view and think about, like, the last five Aprils, I think one of them has been, quote-unquote, nice. You know, I mean, we had snow on the ground at this point a few years ago. I mean, that was the worst. We didn't even get a game, a track meet, a golf meet in until May. It was ridiculous. But this one's pushing it. You know, we've had a lot of reschedules, but I think the fact that we've got, three or four softball and baseball and lacrosse games in and a couple golf matches and a couple track meets, I mean, it certainly has not been ideal. There's no doubt. I mean, it's a start-stop, inside-outside. So I wouldn't say it's been the worst, but it's been amongst the worst, and unfortunately it feels a little bit like a trend, and I don't know, I'm not a meteorologist, but we've had a lot more Aprils that have been rough than have been great, and so, we're just really, I always remain impressed by the dedication and commitment it takes for any of our high school athletes to engage for the 8, 10, 12 weeks that they do. I mean, being a student athlete it scrapes, man. It's a full-time job. I mean, they're going all day, all week. But for our spring kids, they have an especially difficult grind sometimes. When you're inside for a week or two or 3 weeks at a time, or your events are 43 degrees and drizzly, they got to grind through a lot. They develop a lot of mental toughness. And so I'm impressed by kind of how they've come at it. And, you got to be flexible and adaptable. And, again, those are life skills they can hopefully apply and take with them as they move on from here. But I'm not going to lie, man, we're all looking forward to some 65 and sunny, and I think we're going to get it in May.
Oh, trust me, I am too. I'm looking forward to it also. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You got it. You too. Take care. Anytime. Thanks.